were you the one who broke the news to Sean today?
Yeah.
What do you have to say?
Obviously, just listen. Very shocked. You know, these kids read enough in the social media and Twitter and all that that I'm sure he's seen his name quite a bit, is rumored. So, but I think even when it happens, it's still surreal. So, kind of shocked.
You mentioned social media. Do you go in prior to the kind of trade off season and tell them, you know, this is what you're going to read, try to stay away from it or anything?
Nah, you can't control. Again, you know, there's so many things that we do have to control in this baseball thing that when you start venturing into that, I think it's a little too much. And it's very robotic. I think they have to learn too. You know, I mean, if we control that aspect of their life, they're going to learn stuff out for themselves. So they're going to read it. They're going to get the info. The biggest thing is you try to keep them focused on what they can control on the field as a player. And we do more of that than what they read.
What's it mean to you as a coach or manager of a developmental club that this team's in position now to possibly win a World Series?
It's awesome. You know, I mean, there's two ways to look at it. You invest in these players. And you have to accept the fact that, you know, there's two ways you're going about it. One, they're going to go up to the major leagues and help our team win a championship, or we have to use them to gain pieces to help us win. So either way you look at it, or those two ways, it's very fulfilling that we did our job, what we were supposed to do.
As a former player yourself that, you know, been traded or maybe rumored to be traded, what's it feel like?
I was traded once in the winter, and, you know, the first – I think it hurts a little bit. I was in the major leagues when I was traded, which I think is a little different. But then, and as I tell my players that are traded, like Sean or Cody today, that, you know, this is actually, someone actually wanted you. Not that we didn't, but we could not have pulled this off unless we threw you in it. We didn't want to trade you, obviously, but when a team wants you, it's a good thing. And so you're going somewhere where these people sought you out.
Okay. And then just one last question then. The guys that you've seen obviously Finnegan come through, you've seen Manai, and you've got Zimmer. Currently, your opinion, who's the best of this group?
Again, you're talking about Finnegan, a kid that's more of a bullpen guy that will probably have a career more as a bullpen guy. I'm sure they may try to start him. We've mainly seen him as bullpen. He's different than a guy in Manai who's more of a starter, or Cody Reed. Zimmer's a right-handed power guy, so they all... The biggest thing they all have, that it's not that they're better than each other. What to me, they're more saying they're all power pitchers, which you got to have power pitching at the major league level. So I can't really say who's better or who I think's better. They're all a little different, but they're all very good.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely, man.